This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Prager University asked people to sign a petition protecting eagles that haven't hatched. Everyone signs that petition. PragerU then asked those same people to sign a petition protecting unborn babies. They refused. Do I need to tell you who the leftists are? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. We have a hurricane watch every day, 5 days a week on this program. The hurricane is called Hurricane Leftist, and it doesn't matter what you call it. You could call it Dorian, you could call it Hugo, you could call it Sarah, you could call it Katrina. It doesn't matter. That hurricane is leftist. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. See, there's a hurricane every single day, 7 days a week, not 5 days a week. This show should go 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As they say, 24/7. But brother got to take a break. Brother got to eat. Brother got to do bio. You know, go to the bathroom. Brother got to spend time with the chitterns. A little slap and tickle every now and then with mama-san. You get what I'm saying? Brother got to take a break. But understand, hurricanes ain't taking a break. Hurricanes are hitting the shores of conservatism day after day, year after year, moment after moment. The winds never boil down, never settle down. It is always flooding. And you can say, oh, I'm in the eye. You'll get a temporary respite every now and then. But guess what? Those winds are going to spin back up, and you're going to be in the midst fighting it, holding on. And, you know, like, you know, those news people look when they're out there, you know, fighting against the wind. That's what you do every single day as a conservative. And the question that I ask you is, do you like it? Do you like battling the same stuff every single day, week after week, month after month, year after year, election cycle after election cycle? The craziness of leftism. You want some? I'll give you some. You want to know the hurricane? The hurricane right now is against guns. When was the last time the hurricane was against guns? Oh, that was the last time it was another mass shooting. When was the time before that? Oh, it was the time before the mass shooting. Let me explain something. It isn't mass shootings when you fight against the guns. The hurricane is always against guns for the left. They are after your guns. They got you cigarettes. A cigarette is a personal thing. You smoke it. The worst you could do with a cigarette is burn somebody, you know, poke them in the eye. If you got close enough, you would think a cigarette is an assault weapon. Do you realize they just, in some state, they just ban smokeless cigarettes? I had a clip on from Adam Carolla talking about the incrementalism of leftism. They said, oh, you know, we need to have you smoke only in certain portions of the restaurant. Then they said, no, then we need you to smoke outside of the restaurant. Then they said, no, we need you to smoke within certain feet of the restaurant. Then they said, no, you can't smoke at all in public. And now they're saying you can't even smoke in your own home. Can't smoke on airplane. For all intents and purposes, a cigarette was an assault weapon. I'm just giving you an example. So now it's the guns, right? And what was funny, smokers thought, well, you know, we can't smoke in a whole restaurant. They're just going to give us our side. Now you can't smoke in. Can't smoke on a plane. Can't smoke in public. But look, I'm not a smoker. I don't have a dog in the fight. But what I will tell you is, it is an infringement upon your rights. Now, should we tell people don't smoke? I don't think you need to tell people that breathing smoke into your lungs is not good for your lungs. I think it's pretty much common sense. But then again, I do have a superpower of recognizing common sense issues. But I don't think the government should regulate it. Oh, well, it's bad for you. It's nicotine. It's addictive and all that. Well, then go. There's lots you can do to deal with that. But it isn't infringing upon the individual's right. Now, I know, sounding like a libertarian. Guns now under attack, right? San Francisco calls the NRA a terrorist organization. They won't label Antifa a group that goes out and beats the crap out of people. They won't label who makes hammers? I don't know who makes hammers. Like, does Snap-on make hammers? I don't know who makes them. But hammers kill more people than assault weapons. Are they going to outlaw hammers? No. I mean, there's dozens of things that kill more people. Not even dozens, hundreds of things that kill more people than assault weapons. But do you believe the Democrats are going to make those people terrorist organizations? By the way, do they even know? I'm talking about leftists when I say they, the pronoun. Do they even know who makes up the NRA? Teachers, police, firefighters, lawyers, judges, janitors, stay-at-home mom, doctors, you, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you make up the NRA. This is when is a public interest group that doesn't make a bullet, they don't make a gun, they advocate for the rights of people, similar to the ACLU. When does that become a terrorist organization? Because last time I checked, the closest thing to a terrorist organization is the ACLU. And I'll tell you what is a terrorist organization. You want to know? The Democratic Party. They're struggling right now. California. Crazy, crazy place. The NRA is a terrorist organization, but Antifa, real terrorists, are not. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. As I said, we are giving you the hurricane update. So we'll do it. And I mean, it's fun to come up with these themes for my shows because they're so, it's easy to do. I mean, it really is. I hate to make it. It's a good show. I know that. People write to me and tell me. But I hate to make it sound too easy. But sometimes it is. Hurricane what? Hurricane Nancy? Hurricane Harry Reid? Hurricane Barack Obama? Hurricane James Comey? Hurricane Jim Clapper? Hurricane John Brennan? Hurricane Susan Rice? Hurricane Hillary Clinton? Hurricane Bill Clinton? Hurricane Epstein? Hurricane Weinstein? I mean, what do you want me to... I got hurricanes. We got hurricanes coming out the wazoo. We even got Hurricane Wazoo. California's crazy. They breed crazy. They then try to infect people with crazy. And so right now they pass the rule the citizens don't need to help the police. Citizens don't need to help the police. It was on the law. I mean, don't you think it's a good idea that you put on the law books that if a policeman asks you for help, you need to give it? I mean, unless you got a walker, you're 85 years old or something, but police says, hey, can you come hold it? You don't. Here's what's funny. Let me give you some common sense. You don't even need to tell the average conservative that if a cop is struggling with a perp, to go help the cop. It's natural. You'll just go do it. But no, California says, no obligation to do it. Now, don't misunderstand me. I don't think you should get fined, but I do believe you need to be able to help. That's the wacky world of the hurricanes of the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We have an audio of Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London, getting heckled. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. And I want you to hear this before I talk a little bit more about what's going on in California, particularly with these police. Because the police are under fire as a byproduct of the Barack Obama era. If I were a cop, I'm telling you right now, I'd be rogue. I'd be a rogue cop. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to KJRadio.com. But let me tell you something. All these hurricanes that the leftists are bringing up, bad news is coming for them. Bad news, because we are a bigger storm. The conservative movement is a bigger storm. I will prove that to you today, as I do every day, each and every day. Anyway, here's him getting heckled. Sadiq, the con man, getting heckled.
Hey,
That's the British citizens telling Sadiq Khan what they really think about him. Forget the media. Media wants you to believe that guys like Khan and Macron and Trudeau, they are hated in their communities. Most of these people, you will not get reelected. Most of them won't. You see, look, if you were following politics of the world, let me tell you what you would note. You'd note the influence of Donald Trump, which is, in effect, the influence of you as a conservative. That's what you would notice. And I'm going to prove to you, as I do each and every day, that the leftists are losing ground. And they're losing ground because they've lost sanity. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that permits adults to refuse to help a police officer who needs help making an arrest. The bill is called SB 192, sponsored by Bob Hertzberg, a Democrat out of Los Angeles. And it was written to repeal the California Posse Comitatus Act of 1872. Hertzberg called the old bill a vestige of a bygone era, forces citizens into what he could describe an untenable moral dilemma. A moral dilemma. Do I help the police arrest someone who would potentially be a public menace? A moral dilemma. The bill states existing law makes an able-bodied person 18 years of age or older who neglects or refuses to join the, quote, posse comitatus or power of the county by neglecting or refusing to aid and assist as described, as described in making an arrest, retaking into custody a person who has escaped from arrest or imprisonment, or preventing a breach of the peace or the commission of any criminal offense. After being lawfully required by a uniformed police officer or a judge guilty of a misdemeanor, blah, blah, blah. Now, again, I think it's common sense to just say, you do what you can to help the police. But we don't have... In California, they're saying, look, should you be fined for doing it? I don't know what the penalty should be, but there should be something that says you must protect the public good. It would be like saying, you know, if you see someone committing a crime... And the police find out that you know something about it, you can be prosecuted for that because you didn't say something or it's called aiding and abetting. But no, you can't do that. That California throws the rules out because the dilemma for them, if you help a cop, you could be perceived as a bad individual. It would be bad for you if you help the police. So we can't have you help the police. It might be perceived as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Inhumane or, I don't know. Because police beat up black people, kill black folks, whatever, whatever. Folks, this is the level of insanity that we've gotten to. They said there are situations in which a police officer may look to a private person for assistance in matters of an emergency or risk to the public safety, and we are unconvinced that this statute should be repealed. This is what the sheriff's people in California, the law officer said, why would you repeal something where we may need help? Well, let me tell you why. Because they don't care about your safety. Let's be clear. Democrats want cops gone. They want lawlessness. What's funny is when you think about it, they go, well, you get rid of the guns. Why do you have your guns? We got police. But meanwhile, simultaneously, they demoralize police. They don't want people to take policing as a career. And bada bing, bada boom. You know, they want to get rid of them. They want it to be such that a cop says, why would I do this? If I protect myself, I could end up in prison. I'm always accused of being anti-black, anti-this, anti-that. Why would I want to be a cop? So Democrats work things on all fronts. And here's the reason why. They seem to take on any cause except what really matters. But I'm not surprised because Democrats don't want to shine the spotlight on the problems that they create. See, Democrats create the problems that need policing. Then they tell you that the police are the problem. They create a problem, an ecosystem where black folks can die easily in their own neighborhoods because Democrats have put them in, quote, black neighborhoods. Then they say, hey, police, you need to increase your presence in these high crime black neighborhoods. And the police say, okay, commissioner, I'll do it. And they go do it. And then the Democrats say, well, look at the number of statistics that we have about black folks committing crimes. And so the police say, well, it's not our fault. Do you want us to increase our presence? We increase our presence. We see more illegal activities, et cetera.
Well, that's not fair to black people to have it look as if there's lots of illegal activities for black people. Are you anti-black police? And the police go, no. No, you get what I'm saying?
They create a rock and a hard place that police cannot respond to. You can't fight back against the lunacy of leftism. But what is it that the Democrats don't want to solve? They don't want to solve that 38% of black kids are living in poverty. They don't want to solve the problem that over 70% of black children don't have a father. They don't want to solve the problem that three times the rate of the national average, black kids get aborted. They don't want to solve the problem that almost 40% of blacks have some sort of government assistance. They don't want to solve the problem that Democrats have failed America, and more specifically, they have failed black America. So what do? They tell you it's a gun problem. They tell you it's a police problem. They tell you it's a Donald Trump problem. It's a conservative problem. Let me tell you, nobody in the mix is part of the problem except the person telling you who's part of the problem. And that would be the Democrats. This is what we deal with. And our group tries to end this insanity in a multitude of ways. And I hope that you continue to listen to the program. Spread the word about it. Spread the word about Kevin Jackson. Because we're trying to solve the problems.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app. Free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's completed the first stage of a new trade agreement with Japan. The president speaking alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The deal we're announcing today will reduce our chronic trade deficit built up and taken effect over many, many years of dealing with other governments and other administrations.
The president claims Japan has agreed to open markets to roughly $7 billion in American agriculture and also agreed to lower sanctions on items like beef, pork, wine, and cheese. Senator Lindsey Graham on Wednesday accused House Democrats of launching an impeachment inquiry against President Trump over a nothing burger. The South Carolina Republican also says,
now I want to know from the whistleblower, who told you about the phone call if you were not on it yourself? Who is it in the system that went to this person? Why did they pick this person?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In Dave Chappelle's Netflix series called Sticks and Stones, or I don't know if it's a series or if they negotiated with him to do like multiple shows, but he did a comedy show called Sticks and Stones, and he ripped the Band-Aid off of leftism. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. And here's what's funny. And I said this before, maybe when we talked a little bit about it earlier last week, I said Dave Chappelle did a bit on Jussie Smollett that effectively I'd already done. The only thing was he called him Juicy Smollett. And we're going to play from that clip. Dave Chappelle delivers full frontal comedy. He tackles leftist taboos that have been built over the last decade. And I'm going to tell you something. I say this in all humility, we do the same thing here. And when I go back out on tour, and we're planning that soon, I'm just going to have to work with radio stations and all that. The only reason why I haven't gone is I don't know what the size of my audience anymore because I'm not on Fox. But if we get 400 or 500 people in a theater, you know, or at a club, I'm going to come. I'll do an hour and a half of politics that's turned to comedy. I just talked about California not wanting to punish disruptive kids. California not wanting people to help the cops. California who says it's a misdemeanor up to you stealing like $950 from a store. California who rewards miscreants with vacations to Hollywood. California who exports its homeless into other places with one-way tickets. California that says it's okay to infect somebody with HIV because we don't want to stigmatize these people that have, you know, strange and weird freaky sex. And I could go on. That's only the beginning. California's crazy. So what do you want me to talk about? You want me to talk about the dumbing down of blacks, the stupidity of the feminist movement, the stupidity of the LGBTQ movement, which is what Chappelle talks about? It's stuff I talk about every day. But I got to tell you, he delivered some funny stuff. He discussed the LGBT fraud and hoaxer, Jussie Smollett, as a Frenchman that Dave Chappelle called Juicy Smollett. And I want you to hear a clip from that. By now, I'm sure you've heard it. But I want you to hear this clip. So, and then we're going to go into some detail because Dave Chappelle came under attack after this. The left attacked this dude. It is, I'll go on. I'll tell you more about it in a bit. I'll give you my opinion of the show. But here's a couple minute clip from Dave Chappelle talking about Smollett.
Afraid of being attacked happens to the best. Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smollett. He's a very French, very famous French actor. From France, and he
became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night and was the victim racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up. Tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. International news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this shit. The whole country was up in arms. He was talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying.
I gotta tell you, that is biting, funny humor. And I love the part where he says, African Americans, we were oddly quiet. Oddly quiet. It's funny because when I covered it at the time, I said, black folks already knew the deal from the beginning. Chappelle goes on to say, because we knew that N-word was lying. Yes, indeed we did. By the way, same thing we knew of Michael Brown Jr. Same thing we know of almost every beefed up story that gets created. We know them Negroes is lying, but we still do what we do. Yep, lying through his teeth. In my opinion, Sticks and Stones, if you get a chance to see it, I saw it on the plane. I saw it on the plane, but it was on my Netflix. I downloaded it because I needed some stuff when I was flying back from Costa Rica with Melissa. But Sticks and Stones is an amazing piece of work. It's not his best work, Chappelle's best work, but it's really good. And for the most part, the comedy bits that he does in there would be sketches in his former comedy show that was called The Chappelle Show. And people that watched that show considered it comedic genius. It had a very short run, like two seasons maybe. Chappelle deals with the Me Too movement, abortion, and other issues. He deals with them, though, as a pragmatist. He challenges both sides of the argument to really look at these issues, to think of these issues from an interesting point of view. And that is the genius of that type of comedy. And I'm going to tell you, people don't know who I am to the degree of a David Chappelle, certainly. But I'll tell you this. We deliver that same kind of genius. Go back and read some of the articles I wrote about Smollett or what I wrote about Ferguson in the comedy. If you've seen me do my shtick when I'm speaking at Western Conservative Summit or whatever, when I'm attacking feminism or I'm attacking, you know, white privilege and all these other things, it is the same level of wit. And I'm not trying to put myself in. I'm beyond, I'm as good as Dave Chappelle. If I was as good as Dave Chappelle, I'd go do what Dave Chappelle is doing and I'd prove it to you. But my intellect on the subject is as good as Dave Chappelle. I just choose to deliver it in a different way. Genius. Confronting social taboos with the deft hands of a skilled comedic surgeon is what Chappelle is doing. And for the record, for those naysayers going, oh, Kevin's out there talking big about himself, don't underestimate what I'm capable of doing if I decide to go that route. I'm spending time educating you guys doing this stuff that I'm doing, building Seeking Educational Excellence, building Tea Party Community, frankly, sacrificing from some of the things I want to do. I'm talking to an agent right now to get me back on the road. We'll see what happens. I'm talking to people about doing a TV show. I just want you to understand, I have options. Leftists have revolted against Chappelle for revealing, rather, too many truths about their character and his performance. So here's what Salon said. Salon took offense of Chappelle's depiction of the LGBT community, calling them the alphabet people and other special interest groups. So they said, then there's the easily offended alphabet people, his shorthand for the LGBT community, particularly, as he says, the confusing T's. They continued, the Me Too movement, organizers of school shooting drills, they've all gotten out of hand and need to be taken down a peg. Chappelle even takes a moment to stereotypically mimic Asians, which he diffuses later on by reminding the audience that his wife is Asian. The entirety of Sticks and Stones is structured around such logic. By signaling to those who are true believers in his genius and that it's all just a joke, only words, that earns his ability to, quote, punch down, as the parlance goes. So they're saying, oh, it's Dave Chappelle's deal is, it's just jokes. Let me tell you, Bill Maher does that. It's just jokes. Until he doesn't want it to be a joke. They're mad at a dude who's taking the world in from his own perception, his own ideas, is the creativity that has labeled him, rightfully so, a comedic genius. They're mad at him for pointing out the fallacies of leftism, because that's what he's doing. There's a quote where Dave Chappelle says, look, give Trump a chance. I've seen him criticize Trump, and that's okay. Obviously, I don't know how I get Trump in there. I've seen him criticize Trump from time to time, and I'm fine. Criticize Trump. But there's much that you cannot criticize Trump on, and Chappelle gets it. Many other leftists are also starting to get it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, talking about Dave Chappelle's show. It's called Sticks and Stones. And Chappelle delivers comic genius, not his best work, but up there with it, I'll tell you that. There's hardly a leftist thing that doesn't go untouched. And what's funny is I've been telling people for a long time, David Chappelle is a pragmatist. He may be embarrassed to call himself a conservative. If he doesn't have the balls to do that, so be it. I mean, it takes a big pair, like the size of Alaska, like mine, in order for you to really understand what it takes to tell somebody I am a conservative, period. I don't have a problem with it. But I want you to understand why Dave titled this thing Sticks and Stones. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, right? But guess what? We live in a community now, a world community, where words hurt. Chappelle correctly targeted the LGBT community in his shtick, and it struck a nerve. He targeted the anti-gun crowd and the overreactors to shootings, and that really struck a chord. They got mad at him for bringing up his Asian wife. But she indeed gives him comedic permission to target the Asians, which, by the way, was a very minor part of his routine. But even what they call stereotypically mimicking Asians set off the snowflake crowd at Salon. Earlier in Dave Chappelle's set, he discussed the accusations against Michael Jackson, and Chappelle contextualized the charges by accusing Holly weirdos of being the real criminals. But he goes on to rationalize being molested by Michael Jackson and what defines his ability to find the laugh, and here's what Salon wrote. And perhaps he doesn't really mean it when he says, even if Michael Jackson molested children, I mean, with a long pause, he says, it's Michael Jackson. He says, I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives. But it wasn't no G.D. Michael Jackson, was it? And he goes on to say something. This kid had his blanked by the King of Pop. He says, all we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives. That last line was absolute comic genius. Comic genius. Now, it's a touchy subject, molestation. But does it not happen? It's comedians, that's our job, is to make fun of the craziness of life so that you learn how to deal with it and you don't go crazy. But you know what the left wants you to do? They want you to go stone crazy. Don't talk about it. Don't laugh about it. Don't figure out any way to rationalize things in your own head. But Dave Chappelle is right, because let me tell you something. The kids, if they were molested by Michael Jackson, don't tell me the parents didn't know. Don't tell me that everybody involved, Hollywood loves that. Do you think Michael Jackson would, whether he did or he didn't, are people being molested in Hollywood? Kids? Ask Corey Feldman. Yes, they are. Do you think the parents know? Do you think Hollywood knows? Do you think women are being taken advantage of in Hollywood by the Harvey Weinsteins? Yeah. Do you think that other women know? Yeah. Do you think Hollywood knows? Of course they do. Dave Chappelle is pointing out the hypocrisies and the ironies that these people want to gloss over, and now they're mad at him. They're mad at him. A blogger at the Daily Cal wrote this of Chappelle's performance. He says, but Chappelle is not unique in taking this path. Instead, he turned increasingly confrontational outrage comedy. His turn towards increasingly confrontational outrage comedy is merely evidence of a common mindset that has corrupted comedy and much of the American discourse in general. Progressive cultural criticism is somehow an existential threat. For artists who cling to this belief, inciting this liberal rage has turned into a game, and therefore offensiveness, calculated or not, is the inevitable game plan. Progressive cultural criticism. And he talks about corrupted comedy. Corrupted comedy, the ability to laugh at things, is what keeps you sane. But he calls Chappelle's interpretation of the world corrupted. Because guess what? This writer, an obscure guy that writes for Daily Cal, Dale Cal or whatever, he knows more about Dave Chappelle and his life and life in general than this stupid black guy, right? People admit only a decade ago, this guy in particular, that Chappelle's shtick in Sticks and Stones would have found its way into the Chappelle Show. And here's what he wrote. As a widely viewed A-list talent, Chappelle has become sort of a leading figure in comedy's fight for so-called free speech. After a prolonged silence from television, Chappelle returned to release 5 stand-up specials for Netflix starting in 2017, a deal that has brought him widespread attention and critical acclaim. It's now difficult to point to a bigger name in stand-up comedy, but along with that fame comes a level of scrutiny that just decades ago wouldn't have manifested in the friendly confines of Comedy Central's Chappelle Show. What Chappelle did in the Chappelle Show, Sticks and Stones epitomizes free speech. That's what it epitomizes. He knows that that is the shtick that Chappelle would put in his shows. But he's saying it's old. It's a decade old. How could he still be doing comedy that way? Well, let me tell you how he could still be doing comedy that way. Because he still has common sense. He still sees the world through the prism of Dave Chappelle. The same way, by the way,
I look at, I will admit, Dave Chappelle certainly had some concepts and some funny lines that I didn't come up with. But I have some he doesn't come up with, but I'll tell you, we are on the same path. We are tracking. We're doing the Vulcan mind meld when it comes to the stuff that he's talking about. I more than criticize the feminist movement that knows that these women go to Hollywood and jack themselves up. Say, come on, Harvey, give it all you got, baby, and then get mad when their careers end. Then they look for somebody to blame. You know who enables them? Other women on Harvey's staff. They're the setup women. You know who else knows about it? Every woman who's attempted to be involved with Hollywood. Every one of them. But they pretend that they need a Me Too movement. Anyway, the point of it is this. Everything Chappelle did that he's now doing on this Netflix deal that he got would have been on the Chappelle show. I hope the dude got hundreds of millions of dollars to do it because he's already getting... I mean, he's getting some amazing reviews on this one. The one I saw before was just okay. This one, to me, was one of the best. And to be honest with you, it so makes me want to get on the road and start doing comedy and doing another tour. Just haven't had the time. Anyway, free speech is what they're saying Chappelle is epitomizing. He's bringing out free speech again. But they declared that he was 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Nobody liked the set. And I beg to differ. I went to the YouTube channel, and there were over 6 million people. At the time that I did it, it's probably more than that now. It's probably 20. But anyway, it was 6.3 million people had seen that Netflix piece of the set. And 180,000 people liked it. And less than 4,000 didn't. Now, I don't know if you want to do the math on that, but that's pretty impressive. 180,000 people loved the bit that I played about Jussie Smollett. And what may be the least critical of the commentary on Sticks and Stones, NBC described what others wrote. They said, Chappelle's show is an iconic cultural milestone, recognized for its brave and perceptive commentary. This latest special has not been received so kindly. The Atlantic calls it a temper tantrum. The Root says it's lazy. The Ringer says it's predictable. Vice urges its readers to skip it altogether. This echoes the sentiment of a New York Times columnist from last month critiquing a similar Chappelle comedy set, which declares his jokes are, quote, getting old. But did Chappelle change or did we? See, these leftist rags don't like that the biting comedy of Dave Chappelle is now being aimed at them. But NBC recognized the Chappelle show for what it was, so I'm going to give them credit. They said this, Chappelle, from his celebrated short-lived comedy show to his recent run of comedy specials, is a birdshot sniper. He doesn't go for the kill. He doesn't need to. He is a genius who leaves you just uncomfortable enough, laughing while you squirm. The problem now with Dave Chappelle is he is a birdshot sniper in a buckshot society. I don't know if that's a problem for Dave. I think Dave Chappelle will prove out that people's common sense and their sensibilities do not change even in the face of the hard charge of leftism. Dave Chappelle warns the left in Sticks and Stones. Words will never hurt him. Many comedians, Chris Rock, Jerry Seinfeld, it doesn't do any good to go to college campuses anymore because people are so upset, there's snowflakes. And Chris Rock says essentially the same thing. But Dave Chappelle says, you know what? Sticks and stones. I don't care what you think. You know anybody else like that? You know anybody else who stands on principle and says, I don't give a crap what you think about the feminist movement and the lying skanks of Justice Kavanaugh? I'll tell you this. That's what they are. They're lying skanks. I tend to know somebody that has that type of a view. Maybe you'll see more of them in the future.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.